Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Bounce off its rubbery hide. Tyler!
Mocking blow, Tyler! Mocking blow!
Thunderclap! Son of a bitch!
Do that?
One hit. Nine.
Conrad. Conrad hits, and Conrad hits.
Yay, go Conrad! Yay, Conrad!
It's different, but can you find a different?
Yay, Conrad!
16 plus 5 is 21, minus 9 is
12.
12, so it's up to 55 now.
And the other damage?
Son of a bitch, this thing's dying too fast.
Well, we don't have any points to spend.
This one?
8 plus 5 is 13, minus 4 is 9.
Is it not the critical hit yet?
No. Why would it be?
Is it actually the way just the
crap?
I've only got 66 wounds, dude. Calm down.
Only.
His turn!
Yeah, it's the same model.
Yes, I put it in wrong hand.
I can't kill you because you're a loyal follower.
What?
Alright.
Honestly, he believes it's following Sigmar.
I'll just keep eating the knight. The knight hurts a lot. Hits.
Don't parry.
Hits.
Don't dodge.
Hits. Misses. Thank you. Blood of the Blood God. 14.
Still is 5.
13.
Or 9.
12.
How much did I take total?
14, 13, 9. Okay, so 5, 4, 3. So that's 12.
Okay, I'm critical hits in the last one.
Yay! 52.
His arm. Left arm.
Is that a 2?
That is indeed a 2.
I think he drops his weapon or whatever's on.
Your arm is numb and cannot be used for one round.
That includes parry.
What's in your left arm?
Shield.
Okay, so
it's like trying to rip your shield out of your hand.
Everyone is innately right-handed.
I'm not. I rolled. I'm left-handed.
I'm ambidextrous.
Well, so am I.
So, Tyler, that's he's right. Ripping your shield off. The reason why it's numb, you can start hearing the bone cracking.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I can't parry or dodge today, evidently. Or the crap. I haven't done it once yet today.
No, but you have gotten, what, Ulfric's Fury twice?
That was the first time I hit.
Yeah, well.
Well, these are the first 3 hits of the day. So, okay. No.
I think that puts it in.
I only got Ulfric's Fury once.
Okay.
My turn now, I believe?
Yes, it is indeed your turn.
Go, Siegfried, go!
With the glory.
By the way, it has 8 insanity points.
I hit. And I hit.
So 13 more.
Okay, so minus 9 is 7?
No, 12 more, so 6.
Okay, so 6.
No. That'd be 3 points. 12 minus 9 is 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so 50, 62.
And then possible Ulfric's Fury. I hit. Doing 23 points of damage.
Roll a d10. Roll location, please.
Yay! 36, the right arm. So one of his arms, I guess.
36 is left.
One of his right arms.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of that. He's only got one, doesn't he? Or... Okay.
We think that's an arm.
It's dead. I got a 9.
Major artery severed after a fraction of the character collapses, pouring blood out of the ruins of the shoulder. As you guys are covered in unnatural amounts of blood, one last willpower test, please.
Do I have to?
No. You gain an insanity point.
Yay.
I gain an insanity point.
Yes!
Make a willpower test.
I rolled a 9.
Ha! This is what it would be like to slay a dragon.
Okay. I'm at 6 insanity points. I did not gain an insanity yet.
That's lame.
You make me roll that on me?
What did you get to? 5?
6.
6, okay. I'm halfway there.
Conrad's fine, apparently.
But I'm fine with the blood, it's just the
queen. And then the empty chalice falls next to you guys, snarling.
I don't want to touch it, but I know we need it, so we can break it.
I suppose I will collect it with a bag or something.
Okay. Since it is on your person, you are subject to frenzy.
Awesome. Does that mean if I get in combat, things go nuts?
That means you have to spend a turn psyching up, but it's like minus 10 to your weapon skill, but plus 10% to your like strength and toughness, I think it is.
Turn psyching up, players were like...
Okay, so we need to get this back to...
Altdorf.
Now. But we'll have to wait. We can keep it somewhere safe.
We actually have to keep it around until...
Till we go back up?
Yep. Until we take the boat back.
Where is somewhere safe that we can keep it? I don't think we want to have anyone carrying it around.
There is nowhere safe. Not that we know of.
Our... I can give it to Snake it.
No.
That is obviously a very bad idea.
I know, that's why I mentioned it. Because I think it'd be awesome. Like, yay!
We don't have any friends down here that are defended.
That's right. All of them are back in Altdorf.
Okay, Steven, I succeed on a heal check on you.
Hey, I'm awake!
Successfully channel.
You are now. Your white robes aren't.
You heal one more as I touch you.
My hair? My scalp regrows?
It wasn't just a chunk of your scalp.
I need band-aids on my head.
I suppose I get hang on to it for the next
heal
couple
you,
days.
Tyler, you regain one.
Yeah, oh. Talk to them.
Set the bone.
This
and
is gonna
I just
hurt.
Won't go anywhere.
Actually, it didn't break. But
okay. Yeah. And I fail to cast.
I cannot go to the mat. Ooh, I'll just wear a whole masquerade mask over everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just have to do that.
I need to go so take a bath in holy water.
Go to masquerade? My scalp missing? Of course, that'd be my first thought after I wake up. And my scalp. Oh, my scalp is gone. The bald spot. I can't go to the masquerade of the bald spot.
What's wrong
you
with
are
being bald?
Nothing if you want to be ugly.
No, you see, males being bald is different.
True.
Yes. Although, I don't think elf males go bald.
Do elf males even grow facial hair?
No.
Right.
There's a difference between elf men and women?
Apparently. I thought they just reproduced asexually.
No, that's a common misconception.
Reproduced by osmosis. They pass water from one.
We go up to a tree and hug it. And the tree spores us.
Alright.
Oh, so you reproduce like orcs! You spore!
No, the tree spores.
Alright, we still need to figure out where we're going to keep this thing.
I already suggested I keep it.
And then have you just sit on the boat forever? No!
How about we go find a blacksmith and build a very big, very sturdy wrought iron chest.
That'd take a while.
And a lot of
I'm sure someone probably sells a chest.
Open the book. Andre had the book.
Can we get a chest from someone?
Let's see if they have one. Let's see if they have a standard price for one in here. If they do, then yes. If they don't, then no.
Right. And maybe we should get out of here before the innkeeper wonders what that crashing was. As I walk up to the door, I still hear... Wow.
He's pretty good.
He's good at that.
Even the guards walked in and went like...
The Skaven's good at babbling. Who would have guessed?
That's how they stay alive.
They don't, but I'll go ahead and... Actually, I can roll in percentile dice for this. Alright, so let's see. This is a common item, but not an abundant item.
It's a 1 million gold crown!
So it's very easy. Give me a gossip check.
You said very easy gossip?
Very easy.
I succeed.
94. Dude, I got in a frenzy.
People are like, okay. Yes, you can indeed find a nice, strong iron lockbox. They, of course, you know, say, like, keep your fortune in it.
How much is it?
It's only a mere 10 gold crowns.
You don't want me paying for it.
And then, of course, the lock is sold separately.
How much is a lock?
Depends.
I have a lock.
Oh, you do, actually!
Sure, if you want to use it, I'll go for it.
It's actually a fairly good quality lock, wasn't it?
And the fact that none of us have a key to it. So that's actually fine. Just put it in there, lock it. Because we know none of us have a key to it, so we can't, unless you can get it.
So you know if it's someone's going to be me or sneak it?
Okay, well, I guess, do we want to go four ways on this, I guess?
You can get the call from me later. You don't want to try to take from me right now.
Okay.
Take my stuff. Take my stuff.
We buy it.
I'll pay his stuff.
Okay, so...
Tyler, I'm not sure I can allow that to happen.
But I'm frenzied right now.
But a woman is paying for you. A servant girl.
As I said, she's not paying for me. They have to get it later.
Okay. Everyone, 2 gold crowns.
Because I'm not there.
10 silver.
10
silver.
And
for me? For you, it is 2...
It is just I'm a Bretonian knight.
Yeah, you have to...
I'm probably better than all those knights of the realm. I'll kill them and prove it.
No.
Is it 4 and then...
It'd be 5 gold crowns for you.
Okay. Wait, it's 2.5 each, right?
Yeah, so 2 gold...
2.5.
Yeah, you pay it, he gets you get the gold from him later.
It's roleplay paying.
Okay, can I borrow a pencil from someone?
They have the pencils.
This is my pencil.
How much is half a gold crown?
10 silver pennies.
Ten silver shillings.
Okay, at least that was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said 6 silver?
No. 10 silver.
It's 2 gold, 10 silver.
Because it's 20 okay, silver
you
shillings.
Minus 3 gold, and then add 10 silvers.
Okay. I can do that.
This is a pen.
No. Tyler, pencil.
What?
I need pencil. I win!
I also need to increase my insanity points to 6.
There's a lot of people who gain insanity on that one.
That's 6.
My insanity is now 3.
I didn't! I would have failed that last one.
I will use the restroom one fast.
I would have gotten an insanity.
Damn it!
But I was unconscious.
Listen to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now you guys can talk about what you were talking about.
Okay, sure. What's in those notes you found?
Engineering stuff.
Want to look at that?
Yep, sure. Looks like engineering stuff to you, too.
Can we get them looked at?
Get them looked at? Sure. Who are you going to take them to?
I don't know. Someone who knows about engineering that doesn't know where we got these from.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a gossip check. See if you can find a rogue engineer.
Did you? No.
I just did.
Alright.
If it's success, then yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You find an engineer. He was discharged from the gunnery school for instability.
Look at these. Tell us what it is.
Yes. The plans for the cannon.
Anything odd about them?
Not the cannon, no.
What is odd?
His handwriting. It's unnerving.
Wait, which one? There's 2 handwritings.
Is that why it's on Nurve?
That might explain it.
I assume nothing else, Mr. Insanity.
What about the ammo?
There's nothing on the ammunition here.
So there's nothing about the ammunition in the notes we got?
Who would make the ammo?
People at the College of Engineers.
People at College of Engineers?
Mm-hmm. High-ranking individuals at the College of Engineers.
The guy did say the ammo was the easy part.
Yes, but
of course, considering the size of the cannon, the ammo was probably about our size.
All right, guys, we got a giant cast iron top coming in.
Beep, 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 beep.
So I guess we need to figure out who made the ammo.
Sure.
Hey, we did our part. We got in there.
I suppose we can go back and talk to more of the students.
Successful gossip check is
I'm not counting on getting a 13 again.
Okay, how many tiers did you succeed by since you're just talking to the common populace?
Two.
Then that's just what you need. Usually they're made by... Most of the cannonballs and whatnot are usually made by junior staff, actually. But, of course, something of this magnitude would be dealt with possibly by the item's creator, which was, of course, this Von Mori person.
Is that the new guy?
That's a new guy.
Well, I'm here somebody who is good at talking. Go talk to the new guy. Have him explain stuff.
Want to come along, Tyler? Since you're technically better at talking than me.
And criminal. A fugitive, I should say.
Right. Okay, I guess I'm going in alone.
Right.
I take it we assume this is the next day, so...
Day 6, the masquerade is tonight.
Our fortune points have refreshed. That's why I need to...
I'm staying back at the boat trying to figure out how I can get a mask and also, like, a turban to cover my both butt.
All right.
I see.
Jessica disguises me. I'll go
back. You work as a lobbying man with a big bushy beard.
You.
And bear claws.
I touch you, heal you,
we're going shopping,
we'll heal check on
and then you're going to do a disguise check to hide my bald spot.
Okay.
So
with the day's rest, I'll
make sure it's pointed.
You
heal
two.
Good. Okay,
so we're all five. Do you want to spend a fortune point improving that?
So who's watching
Why not?
Okay.
Conrad. Conrad's going to sit on the damn thing.
Sorry, I remember
because
that.
His leg is still buggered up.
Okay.
So I was going to help
you successfully channel.
That's fine.
No.
He'll appreciate the help, but he doesn't want to walk anywhere.
I successfully heal him with Sigmar's power.
I'll go shopping with you for now, then I'll go back.
That's fine. Then I make a successful heal check on him.
All right.
He heals 6 wounds.
Alright, cool. He still doesn't want to walk around.
How long is your hair? Or was your hair?
Successfully cast. You heal 1. That puts you at 2.
I guess upon
I can probably take the rest of it.
Successfully cast. That's what Jessica was talking about.
Okay.
Alright. You two walk into the college, and you can see at this point, Von Moore is, of course, incredibly sober. He doesn't have the alcohol anywhere near. He's quite wide and awake, and by prop midget, you guys got inside. Have I seen you somewhere before?
Yes, up in the north.
Oh, maybe when I was last in Middenheim.
That would make sense. I was there earlier. Yeah.
How can I help you? Upstanding gentleman.
Before we go in there, what were we going to tell him?
My main plan was... to...
Cut outside his
no,
door!
No, the comic book goes... Earlier.
I didn't realize we were in a comic book.
TV show. Earlier.
No, that explains the prop midget. Nice to see you again, prop midget.
He shakes you with his tentacle.
You follow Zeech?
No,
change
Zeech
is good.
Zeech just blessed him with a tentacle.
No, he shrugs, and as he shrugs, you notice he has one boob.
This is midget Archeon.
Archeon
the prop midget.
No, Propion the ever midget.
Archeon the Stegosaurus. There's
the
guy who stands in front of him.
I call him Mini Me.
Andre, Propion the everywhere.
Okay. Well, I think my main plan was to try and convince him to have someone examine the ammo, see if there's something out of place. Because if we just say we have suspicion to believe that there something may be wrong, we'd like you to at least take a look at it.
Well, we could say we heard word that there was like a threat against the.
We've heard rumors that someone
that someone's trying to sabotage the cannon, And, of course, the cannon is constructed expertively, so it would have to be the what would make it misfire. We'll try that. Why not?
Yep. Wait, okay.
We heal one wound overnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Roll a 1d10.
10.
So is it...
All for expanded!
Hey, I'm at full health.
I do succeed on a heal check. You heal 9 more.
I heal 19 wounds.
Strangled you with band-aids.
All for expanded! Ha!
I just spent
16. Feel better?
I just spent 16 gold crowns.
Doing what?
I got myself some new robes, some fancy nice ones, and perfume. For the masquerade tonight.
And something for Zed.
No, I assume that would come with the robes for 15 gold crowns.
You bought a wig.
No, wigs are cheesy. She's going to tie up my hair, and then I'm going to put a fancy little hat on.
Yeah.
Head the bald spot. Okay. I'm going to wear my hair like that for the next 3 months.
How can I help you, fine gents?
Yes, before we begin, does this guy count as a noble or a peasant?
He counts as middle class.
Okay.
He's an engineer.
Oh no, Tyler!
My bonus!
What's that put your charm at, Tyler?
45.
45!
Why don't you talk?
Okay. Hello.
He seems to, be like fine Sigmarite gentleman.
Well, here's actually the question. Is he a devout follower of Sigmar? Or Ulrich?
No.
He has been in the days coming though.
You know, you keep denying me the benefit of my tattoo.
It's tall, dude. Suck it.
I like tall. Tall's cool.
So this guy has
God major.
Tyler has no bonuses against this guy.
Neither of them do.
He is your weak spot. An engineer who worships tall.
Alright. Hello. My name is Siegfried. I'm a priest at the Church of Sigmar. We've been asking around town about the cannon, it's interesting. And we've begun to hear tell of people talking about possible sabotage.
Oh, I've been hearing about that, too. It's crazy.
Now,
I agree, the cannon's finely crafted.
Oh, yes, have you seen it?
I actually haven't seen it yet.
It's quite far. Very delicately for a Norseman.
But
some Norsemen are cultured, unlike others.
No, he's a Kislavian. A Norseman would be shot at the door.
We at the Church of Sigmar believe that the cannon is a symbol to the people.
Oh, of course. I'd wholeheartedly agree.
And we feel it's best, even no matter how small, to examine any possible threats.
Of course, of course. If it pleases the Temple of Sigmar, we will go over everything a fifth time.
Well, here's the thing. We know the cannon is near. It's impossible to sabotage.
Oh, of course.
What we feel is there may be something wrong with the ammo.
I've heard that, too.
We just like you to take a look at it.
Well, the ammo's under lock and key. The only person who has access to it is me. I can go and take a look if it makes the Temple of Sigmar feel better.
We
of course ask for your benediction that everything goes well.
Of course, I will pray for Sigmar to watch over this event.
I think I know what's going on. But I'm not there, so I can't say anything. There's no way to say it without going, "You're an idiot!" That's why I'm not there.
Are you sure you don't have the aspect of corn?
Well, if I had the aspect of corn, I'd be going, "You must die. Burn!" As he's dying and burning, he'll go, "Why?" "Because you're an idiot." No, I can't light him on fire, because
it doesn't really
bleed
very well.
No, there's not much.
But it would preserve his skull very well.
Like, hey, you should take us along, and then you check some miles together, and you're like,
of him on fire.
Yep, I know they're good because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ooh, bleeding
this is
fire!
All well above my head. I smashed up with a sword.
Yeah, I smashed up with a hammer, and pray for a deity's assistance.
I smashed up with a fireball.
You smashed the window of that one guy.
Yeah,
I'd like him to take a look now, but I can't figure out how to ask him that without seeming rude.
Malik, probably not. If he reviews the ammo, he'll look at his plans and compare the ammo to the plans. It might not be the ammo.
Yes, but he's not going to know the plans are incorrect.
You'd have to convince him that you're wrong! Just let it blow up. I'm going to sit. I'm going to watch.
sure you didn't get firebug?
No, firebug is in there going, oh, but it catches on fire. Explosion goes,
explosion involves fire. Tyler, can you think of
any... combustion. I wouldn't say necessarily involves fire.
Can you think of anything we can say here to maybe try and convince him that something is wrong here?
Drop your pants and say, look at my penis.
You mean besides the truth?
I know.
She'll be like,
and we know he's
I know you. You're that Bretonian who's been going all over the place being crazy. The one who's following the gods' orders, right?
Especially, that'd be great if you still have the chalice on your person right now.
Yeah, the chalice on my back. Sigmar and Ulfric protect me. I pull the chalice. Okay, no.
You can tell him that his friend's a criminal.
It'll ruin our credibility, but it's the only thing we've got left now that might convince him.
What credibility? He's a criminal now!
Well,
and we're associated with that.
How here after the guards yell at us and we just kind of run for the door?
You and she just kind of walked away.
No. I'm talking about now.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're going to mention it, go ahead and do it, because I wouldn't know you're going to do this beforehand.
Alright, and though it pains me to say this, I have heard tell that the man originally in charge of the construction of the cannon...
Oh, Randolph?
Randolph? Yes, it pains me to say this. I've heard tell he may be attempting to sabotage your work.
Oh, that's just a rumor that's flying around. He would never do such a thing. He's an upstanding gentleman.
Do we still have those plans on us? Or did the guard confiscate them?
No, Tyler handed them to the guard and said, here, look at these. And the professor said, what?
And they're somewhere else now. Crap.
Like about the plans I took.
No, we have those, but they don't know. So.
They're his plans.
How did you...
Yeah, have you seen this Kislami woman in here earlier? I'm like...
Damn, I have no idea what to... This is why I'm not the face. I can't think of stuff
face.
Off the top of my head.
Hey, if, wow. I just blinked out. What's our guy's name?
Randolph?
No.
Conrad?
Our guy. Conrad. Conrad gets full plate. This is what he can be dressed as. Yeah, this is what your model can be.
I don't have a lightning halberd with armor that's insulated against shocking.
Yeah, but she gets full plate with the halberd.
Ah.
See how it's expanded a little bit since you last had it?
Yeah.
Everything's fucked up in there because they
yeah.
drop
on
well,
the
well, you're going to ask where he is.
That's also probably the pure metal minis these. Without having anywhere to secure them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of them were secure.
So you had a secure thing while I did unsecure thing while...
You're enjoying this a bit too much.
I'm just waiting because he's kind of sitting there like...
Loading, 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 loading.
No, I'm a main character, so he'll just stand there staring at me while I select the response.
Oh, sorry, I was
and, and remember, they twitch slightly while they're talking to him.
So, are you going to the masquerade tonight?
Me? No, I have too much work. The Countess is a very hard woman to please.
Oh, I can imagine the strain that was put on you from the... being put in charge of a project midway through.
Yes, well, apparently it wasn't being done fast enough.
Well, at least you were able to get it done as fast as possible.
Oh, yes.
You know, all your expertise in the matter.
Yes. I had some help.
Oh. I'm certain your assistant was very good.
Oh, yes, he was. Fantastic. Wouldn't have made it without him.
Perfect,
I'll
drop my pants and pee on your shoe.
Go ahead, Al.
Drop your pants and pee on your shoe.
You were saying something.
Randolph?
Yeah. Oh, Randolph?
Yes.
I would have thought he would have been a bit bitter after being pulled off the project.
So would I, but apparently he wasn't. He's a better man than I can certainly say that. I would have beaten someone.
Isn't that suspicious? Doesn't that strike you as a bit odd? I mean...
Well, his son is a war hero. I mean, it must run in the blood.
Yes.
Crazy, run in the blood.
Run in the blood. Yeah, that's so. Now, if only we had an engineer with us, right?
Yes, this is exactly where our dwarf would have got stepped up and went, "You bloody idiot!"
And then they would have been like, "What? Really?"
Listen to me! I'm a dwarf! I'm naturally an engineer! But you're a slayer! I'm an engineer!
I used to be an engineer.
No, you said it. You're a slayer!
I'm a dwarf. Are you questioning me, boy?
He pulled out his great axe.
Go ahead, summon all the cards. I'll die to a minute. Threat of death doesn't work on this guy!
I welcome it.
We'll arrest you!
I'll fight to death. Go ahead, try.
They start just unlocking themselves for the rest of his life.
Until he breaks out. By just ramming his head into the iron. Or he goes, "I want to see a priest of Sigmar." They're like,
"I was just doing my job, and they locked me up.
You got to help me."
"All right, I'll help you. Get out of the city."
"That's fine. Walk won't stop me."
Take him out, drop him outside the city. And Max. Go up to the wall.
I like you. Were going to say something?
I asked him who his assistant was. That's it.
I'm honestly out of ideas on how to convince this guy, sort of saying, "Look at the damn ammo. Your friend is betraying you. You're a moron."
Yeah, just say it straight up.
You can say that.
Roll a charm check with it. Tell me if you get your one.
Hard.
Roll a charm check and tell me if you get a one. We have, how many fake fortune points do we have?
"You're an idiot. Listen to us. Screw your friend."
I say do it. What else? What can you lose? What will happen? Get out of my place.
I'm curious. Okay, I've succeeded by 2 tiers so far. If I would have used everyone's fate points, I would have got 2 tiers.
Wow.
If I would have used 1 fate point, I would have had 3 tiers.
Anyways, I'd say we just leave, because we wouldn't have had any ideas to do this. And I don't think you would have done that.
What?
"You're an idiot! Do this!"
Yeah, the elf's not here.
No, if I was there, I wouldn't have even started talking about the gunpowder, about how... I wouldn't talk about how Scepter's going. "You realize you're standing next to something that explodes. You're an idiot."
"You realize you are something that explodes."
"No, I cause things to explode. That is explode."
Anyways, we leave.
Alright. Yeah, well, thank you for your concern.
"We appreciate your assistance."
"Of course.
The Church of Sigmar will have nothing to do with you!"
Anyways, yes.
Alright, well.
I guess we go to the Masquerade.
You guys go to the Masquerade, we can roleplay this out, but since there's no longer a murder to be had there...
There's going to be murder?
You know what would be hilarious?
Yeah, if you guys didn't get...
The guy was planning on sabotaging the cannon, but he had cold feet.
So...
Oh, by the way, we should probably... Did the body of this abomination go away?
Oh, no.
I would take it in here. Should we burn it with the body of the boy?
Do we want to...
The body's gone. Move it.
Is the body of Rolf gone?
No, just... It's a bloodless husk.
No, oh, okay.
Just incinerate it when we left. I assumed you would have done that.
Well, yeah.
After he got you back.
Totally up. Yeah. Done.
See, if you get an insanity point doing it.
No. No. No.
What's it take to incinerate this thing?
No. No.
Wood and 1 fire.
Well, there's plenty of broken wood around it.
If you want to light it up in the middle of this guy's tavern.
Crap hole? Yeah!
Next roll the ale.
They had a slave upstairs. That's like dark elf stuff.
Either way, it wouldn't matter too much.
It's whatever, I wasn't there.
We drag it outside and set it on fire.
You drag it outside? That abomination?
Andre, I sit there and do this.
Guys.
It's how it burns.
Okay, that's fine.
Then we leave and then the place catches on fire and who cares?
That's not my fault.
It's a riot. Also, burn his body so people don't know he was here. It's best that people don't know the war hero
Wow, I didn't roll the doubles in all of those.
Was a chaos worship.
It's kind of sad.
Okay. Yep.
That's agree. My opinion.
Yep.
Hooray, hide the truth.
And then we could just say, spread rumors that, you know, he left on a mission.
No, I don't go tell
ordained
that
by Sigmar.
He's the hero we need, not the hero we deserve. Other than Batman. And Batman is the hero we deserve, but not the hero we need.
You're right. Actually, most of what Batman does can be done by somebody else, but Batman does it better.
No, that's not what they meant, though. It was Harvey Dent that was the first one.
Oh, I know.
And the Batman was the second one, the hero they need.
Deserve, not the hero they need.
All the way around.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Hero they need.
The hero we deserve. Anywho. Yes. Okay. Well, we can watch the movie later.
The politician was the guy they wanted, but they
didn't. No, the guy they deserve, but not. No, they need, but don't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
That was Batman.
Okay. Yeah. Anywho.
I thought it was needed, but not.
Okay.
Back to Warhammer.
Yeah, okay.
But Batman's cooler than Warhammer.
Right, you three at the party. Have fun.
I'm gonna burn your pants now.
Escort.
Okay.
One times.
You guys are at the escort. It all depends on how much you want to roleplay this out.
No.
Okay.
Not since I said a box.
Watch out. You guys have a great time.
Yay. I roleplay it out more, but this is the last session.
Yep. So, it's now the dawn of day 7. The inauguration of the cannon is happening at noon.
I would ask you to do
it's
healing,
still storming.
But you got Ulfric's Fury on Band-Aids yesterday, so...
Do you still need healing, Tyler?
No. Well, yeah.
Succeed. You heal two. Okay.
What about Conrad? Is he still injured?
At this point, no.
The channel. Okay, anything we want to do that you guys can think of us actually doing...
No.
Anything we can do to stop this?
I pray to Sigmar for intervention.
I get a seat.
No, maybe they won't.
A long ways
maybe
away.
Maybe they won't shoot it because it's raining.
Is it still raining? Oh yeah, it's still raining. You can see people are gathering and they've got a little tent kind of set up underneath the cannon.
Is the lady here?
Oh, I'm sorry. An hour before dawn. Okay, I have this nice long description if you guys want to hear it.
Sure.
About what?
I might as well.
Magnus unveiled. About an hour before dawn, nearly the whole city turns out to see the new cannon despite the heavy downpour. Pressing against each other on the docks or crowded on ships in the river, all faces are turned to see the bridge. Soon after, people start filling out the streets as a solemn group of engineers, laborers, haul the great cannon up onto the bridge from the industrial plots. Halting at the center of the bridge, once there, they rotate the weapon, so that it points northeast. Once it's positioned, the crowds grow quiet in reverence for the new weapon. In a flourish, the engineers pull off the tarps covering the cannon and reveal its magnificence. Just as a quick question, where is everyone positioned?
They said they point it northeast?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be south.
I'm on the
where's
boat.
Where's the boat?
Okay, so, like the Emperor Wilhelm?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if people were positioned on boats, wouldn't that be a good way to see it?
Yeah, it's a bit far away, but... Oh, I'm talking about, like, little dinghies out in the middle of the river.
No.
Well, can we be on the Emperor Wilhelm, then?
Okay, so you guys are sitting on the deck of the Emperor Wilhelm.
As long as
a nice ways back.
Yeah, that works.
Is the lady going to be near there, too, or is she going to be close to the cannon?
She'd like to be close to the cannon.
Can we advise her not to be?
Give me a charm.
Do you think it's going to explode, honestly?
This will be hard, because right now you are fighting against her vanity. She is high class.
Hard is 10?
20.
20. Let's see. 20 would need to be a 35. No, I haven't got it yet.
Well, she is nobility, you know.
I know. That's why I need a 35. You said it was 20, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You want to reroll one more time?
Sure.
I suppose I'll try and convince a priest at the Church of Sigmar that something is wrong. They have prayed for benedictions and everything should go as smoothly.
Damn it!
You have no...
Run away.
You have no by now! Sigmar doesn't listen!
Well, are you losing your face?
your tattoo burns off. The lead engineer makes a speech to the gathered people, but the noise from the thunder and rain is too heavy for anyone to hear. So after a few moments, the gunners load the gun and fire. Instead of the expected result, the shell detonates inside the weapon, hurling shards of flaming death in all directions, cutting through hundreds of people and killing anyone within 50 feet almost instantly. Worse, the Great Bridge groans and drops chunks of stone and timber into the water, smashing some of the ships below. And that's what you guys see from the ship.
So I got a 5 on willpower, so I'm watching and go,
Let me guess, the willpower was to avoid laughing?
Mm-hmm.
Good thing you made the willpower.
Because it's a line that's used from...
But honestly, like me. That's what would have happened. You guys have made enough of a kafluff about it, they at least do check out the ammo. Because there's been at least 5 or 6 attempts on your guys' behalf going, ammo, ammo, break-ins, ammo, ammo, break-in again. At this point, they have now triple and double-checked everything, and I will now go down to an engineering check.
Can we spend our fortune points to assist this?
Wait, what is this engineering check for?
See if they recognize the faulty shell.
Oh, after the explosion?
No, before.
Before all this happens.
See if this gets retconned.
Oh, okay.
So, will we know if it's successful or not?
Okay.
By the way, Steven, you have your fate points. I would have spent mine on noble.
Oh. Okay. Do you have 3?
2. I only re-rolled. Did I re-roll points?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You used 3 fate points.
Okay, so I used 2 of mine and then...
Yeah, 1 of mine.
Okay. Well, as you guys are sitting there kind of doing the cannon points off to the northeast, and you guys hear a as it fires off into the distance, and you see a clump of trees explode.
Oh. Some wood elves cry.
The woman turns to you, red-faced and furious. She storms off.
See, she would have been happy with me if with all 100 people dying, but I don't care.
That's fine.
I wanted to explode.
Honestly, we saved hundreds of people's lives. That's worth this.
I wanted it to explode!
Toss you off the ship?
Alright. The Emperor Wilhelm will, after a couple of days, begin putting its way back towards,
Do we run another Chaos Invasion?
No, there's not another Chaos Invasion. They're not that common. One every 2 weeks, yeah. Talk about no wonder the reason the Empire's under constant siege. And you guys will be able to get Gabrielle Marcer to be able to take a look at the chalice and one last check for her just to see if she will survive to make it into the next campaign.
Can we spend our... I'll lend her my item. That'll help her by 1 to cast it.
You're going to give someone a Cathalic Chaos your item?
Wait, give someone a what chaos?
You're going to give someone who could, like, go insane and fall to chaos an item.
True. But at the same time, I could give it to her and it would guarantee the fact that it will go off, but then I lose the item.
It's up to you.
Honestly, I think this is worth the loss of an item.
Yeah.
It's a very big artifact, though.
Would it work that way, Andre, for the item? Make sure this spell does go off and this ritual would happen without her gaining insanity.
Yep, all she needs to do is get a casting of 18. Well, actually, over the next 21 hours.
So she has to do it 21 times?
Nope, she has to do it 8 times.
So the item wouldn't help, though?
No.
Expending it wouldn't, but the plus 1 to casting would.
I'll risk it. I'll let her borrow it.
Okay.
She can plus 1 to casting.
Don't use it. Just keep it on.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's a... don't tell me what it does. Here's a charm to help you get through
this.
I'll need it back after you're done.
And you can't channel for rituals.
Mm-mm.
All right. How many fortune points do we all have?
2, 4, 6, 9.
She gets a 29 on the ritual.
Alright.
Now, let's see how much of her brain is left after this.
I thought she has to do that 8 times.
She does. That's what I'm checking for. Here's the very easy. She succeeds because it's plus 30. So she has now made 1 of the 8. She has made 2 of the 8. She has now made 3 of the 8, so let's see. Very easy to routine. This one is just straight on. She has now made 4 of them. Now it's minus
10.
She's good. Apparently she's getting used to dealing with items of corn. And then I open my mouth. She gains 1 insanity point.
No! She must be rolled.
She is good. Now she's at minus 20. She's good.
It's good that you make her make the early
minus
ones.
30. She's good. And then the last
one. She's 80-some?
She's 69 minus 30.
I thought you rolled a 50 there.
No. That was a 30. And then the last one, she will gain an insanity point.
I will spend my last one for her.
She needs a 39. Nope.
I'm out.
Why not?
Yep. And with the final destruction of the Chalice of Wrath, you guys have banished Zeldrath's physical form from this world. You now but need wait for him to re-manifest in the realm of chaos and once again take form. For demons of his power do not die. They merely slumber.
No. You can go to the realm of chaos itself and kill him there.
We banished his physical form. I cast the spell the prophet gave me to follow his incorporeal body to the realm of chaos to slay it there.
And that's well beyond the context of this game, and this is the end.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling.
Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All games considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.